From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump in Brussels, taking part in a two-day NATO summit, took off after Germany Wednesday for being captive of Russia over a gas pipeline deal while not spending enough for its own defense.
I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period, they have to step it up immediately. Germany is a rich country. They talk about they're going to increase it a tiny bit by 2030. Well, they could increase it immediately tomorrow and have no problem. I don't think it's fair to the United States. So we're going to have to do something because we're not going to put up with it. We can't put up with it. And it's inappropriate.
Security analyst Joe Burton, senior lecturer at the University of Waikato in New Zealand, said burden sharing will likely be the main issue of discussion. But he said Mr. Trump mischaracterizes the nature of the commitments of the other member states.
It's not a question, really, I think, of European powers being delinquent in their payments or owing the US money in this sense. I think that there's a recognition that European countries do need to spend more on defense and are working towards that.
Mr. Trump is also expected to affirm U.S. support for the NATO Charter's Article 5 provision, whereby an attack on one member is considered an attack on all. A spokeswoman for the U.N. Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Tuesday said more than 230 civilians were killed and dozens of women and girls raped in attacks in South Sudan earlier this year.
In attacks by government and allied forces and armed youth on these villages in opposition-controlled areas.
The global agency said elderly and disabled civilians were burned alive in attacks on dozens of villages between April 16 and 24 in Unity State. And it said it amounted to war crimes. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has raised the stakes in a tariff war with China, announcing late Tuesday another $200 billion of Chinese imports covering thousands of products could be subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August. Christine McDaniels, a senior research fellow at George Mason University.
This is starting to look like this tit-for-tat escalation is starting to get serious, and this administration is not fooling around. I mean, if you read USTR's 301 report, it paints quite a compelling picture of 21st century economic espionage by China against U.S. firms. And not only is the Chinese government looking the other way, but it also looks like they might be facilitating, if not outright sponsoring, these acts.
The U.S. has already proposed or imposed tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese products. A Chinese official said such tariffs will destroy U.S.-China trade. The last four boys and their football coach were safely brought out of the flooded Tham Luang cave complex in northern Thailand Tuesday, ending an ordeal that lasted more than 2 weeks. And all 12 boys were brought out four at a time, aided by members of an international cave diving team, guiding them through dark, narrow, slippery passageways, often submerged. Jill Volanton is a mother of one of the British divers involved.
It's very unusual to see your son on television and everybody saying so many kind words about him. I mean, is this my son they're talking about?
The astonishing rescue mission, hampered by monsoon rains, was monitored worldwide. A suicide bomber blew himself up at an anti-Taliban rally in northwest Pakistan Tuesday, killing 20 people, including a candidate in this month's election. Peshawar Police Chief Jamal Qazi said it was a small meeting of the Awami National Party. Dozens of supporters were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber killed 12 people in the eastern city Jalalabad Tuesday in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Five others were wounded. The death toll from flooding and landslides in western Japan has reached 175. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting the hardest-hit community of Kurashiki. UN Yemen envoy Martin Griffiths this met Tuesday with President Abdel Mansour Hadi in Aden in a renewed effort to broker a ceasefire to end the three-year conflict. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia said its defenses intercepted a missile launched by the Houthis from Yemen. Cuba said it has tightened controls over the communist-run island's private sector. New regulations go into effect in December, aimed at slowing the wealth inequality, tax evasion, and a black market. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 index closed Tuesday at its highest level since February 1st. With strong earnings reports, the benchmark Dow Jones Index added more than 140 points to close at 24,919. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.